This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Protests against a controversial extradition bill and leader Carrie Lam have been brought against have brought Hong Kong to a standstill. The march by hundreds of thousands of protesters on Sunday comes a day after Lam suspended the bill, but protesters say they will continue until it's permanently revoked. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Donald Trump plans to discuss the Hong Kong issue with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping at the upcoming G20 summit in Japan. Amid rising tensions in the Persian Gulf, Secretary Pompeo told Fox News on Sunday that Washington would guarantee freedom of navigation for shipping through the Strait of Hormuz.
This is an international challenge. This is important to the entire globe. The United States is going to make sure that we do take all the actions necessary, diplomatic and otherwise, that achieve that outcome.
Pompeo contended that it was unmistakable that Iran launched last week's attacks on two tankers sailing through the narrow passage. In an interview with CBS Face the Nation, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff agreed that Tehran was to blame, but said the tensions in the Persian Gulf are revealing how isolated the United States has become after unilaterally abandoning the Iran nuclear deal.
Our allies warned the United States. I think our intelligence agencies warned policymakers that this kind of Iranian reaction was likely a result of a policy of withdrawing from the Iran nuclear agreement. And so what we see is a split of the U.S. from our allies, and we see Russia and China coming together and having Iran's back.
Meanwhile, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his country will continue to curtail its compliance with a nuclear deal unless other global powers that entered the agreement show positive signals. He did not elaborate on what those signals might be. This is VOA News. The mass civil disobedience campaign in Khartoum is impeding aid from flowing to flood-stricken victims in the northern Darfur region, according to the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from OCHA headquarters in Geneva.
The UN reports heavy flooding in Tawila in North Darfur has completely destroyed the homes of some 2,500 people and affected nearly 900 latrines, which poses an immediate health hazard. OCHA spokesman Jens Laerke says flood victims are in urgent need of shelter, food and non-food items, and health services. But he notes humanitarian operations are being hampered by unstable conditions in Khartoum.
That means that some of the cash that needs to go to Darfur is not arriving, so they simply can't pay locally for the services.
In addition to this natural disaster, Laerke tells VOA violent intercommunal clashes broke out in Dilaj in central Darfur a few days ago.
Lisa Schlein also reports that UN humanitarian operations in Sudan are struggling for lack of money. Less than one quarter of the $1.2 billion United Nations appeal for Sudan is funded. In the United States, the battle to contain the worst measles outbreak in 27 years has a new front, summer camp. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Of the 170 camps in Sullivan County, north of New York City, 139 of them are Orthodox Jewish. And with that community hit hardest by the measles outbreak, Sullivan County spokesman Dan Hoost says they've taken the extra step to make vaccinations mandatory for all campers and staff.
Our greatest fear, of course, is that it would magnify into a much larger outbreak.
The public health order from Sullivan County, as well as a similar order in Orange County, have been challenged in court, but legal experts believe those cases will have to be withdrawn given New York's removal of religious exemptions for vaccinations. Julie Walker, New York.
The wife of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been ordered to pay a $15,000 fine after she admitted to misuse of state funds. Sara Netanyahu avoided a prison sentence by accepting a plea agreement. She was accused of using some $100,000 in state funds on catering services at the prime minister's residence. Her defense lawyers argued that the case was politically motivated. In 2016, a court ordered Sara Netanyahu to pay a former housekeeper $47,000 in damages in response to accusations of verbal abuse and mistreatment. I'm Marissa Melton, and you're listening to VOA News.